the new government will have to concentrate on making work pay and ensuring that middle-income Ireland, that it pays to work. So there's a range and a suite of tax changes taking place from the 1st of January. We're going to see changes in tax, in relation to tax credit around support carers and home carers, where we'll see that increase by €150 to €1,950. We'll also see changes around inheritance tax and changes around businesses and vouchers towards employees. So very welcome changes. We're going to see changes in relation to people entering the higher rate of tax, increased by 2,000. So that tax bracket, you won't enter it until about 44,000 per year. So it's a suite of changes that were introduced as part of the recent budget. Very, very welcome. But we've a long way to go in terms of middle-income Ireland and ensuring that people get value for money in terms of what they're getting for tax and return for tax.
There's concern out there today, particularly that the government's one-off payments are going to be phased out later this year. Do you think that maybe more can be done by the incoming government to help those families who aren't very well off?
Well, I would say, Catherine, that the new government, whoever will be part of that, has to concentrate on middle-income earners. They're the people that work the hardest. They're the people that are the backbone of the Irish economy. And we have a strong economy at the moment, and people are paying a lot of tax across a lot of different areas right now, and that's something that the new government is going to have to concentrate on in relation to USC, in relation to the higher tax bracket and entering that. You know, I do think that we have to look at what we're doing for small businesses and coming up with a sustainable mechanism to support small businesses. They're the businesses that employs people in our towns and our villages, and they're someone that probably we didn't do enough for in the last budget, and that we have to do something for very, very shortly. And I would expect the new government to come up with a suite of measures to support small businesses, making them sustainable and support them to grow. I suppose there's many retail units now across the economy, nurses, doctors, the army, retail, hospital settings, nursing homes, who find it very, very difficult to get staff today. So we have to ensure that people who can work should be working in this country.